Hello, friends. I am here recording in my closet because it is the quietest place I can find in my house. And I'm happy to be here. I just spent all of my children's nap time on the phone trying to get my daughter some resources, some health resources that she needs. And I have to tell you, it threw off my routine a little bit. I wouldn't call myself a type A person at all, but I do like routine. And I was thinking about why does it bother me so much when my routine is thrown off? Because usually I use their nap time to get some work done around the house. And just for a little bit of self-care, I usually take 20 or 30 minutes just to myself to relax. And I also use that time to work out. So today I didn't get to do that. I was thinking about the importance of routine and the different routines I've set up in my life. And I was thinking that probably something inside me is wanting to control my day. So something inside me feels unsafe deep down if things start going differently than how I imagine them to be. And it's actually a really good opportunity for growth whenever I can recognize those times and say, no, hey, you know, it's okay. Your safety comes from other things, not control. And it's going to be okay if you have to spend your daughter's nap time on the phone. But I was thinking about, you know, regardless of the controlling aspect and just letting that go and setting that to the side, there are some really important reasons why routines exist and why it's important to have routines. And I guess the first one I was thinking of would be when you have a routine in place, it helps you form good habits. It helps you to further excellence in those things that you're doing. For example, I started working out recently. And I'm doing it, you know, for my cardiac health mostly and for my emotional well-being and things like that. But every day that I do it, it gets easier and I get better at it. And that is 100% because I did it the day before and the day before and the day before that. So in that regard, routine makes you get better and it makes things easier. And eventually, you know, it's just part of who I am. It's not even something I have to remind myself to do anymore. I also think that routines can be extremely grounding, at least for someone like me who can be anxiety prone. If I have a routine that I know is a constant, it, like I was saying before, it makes me feel safe. And that's a good thing. Safety is just a feeling. It's nothing that you can tangibly, you know, touch. It's not tangible. You could hide behind a chair and feel safe if you're a child. It doesn't mean that you're safe. But that feeling of safety is a gift that I can give myself. You know, there's safety in the known. There's safety in these things that I've set up for myself. And that's really beautiful, too. It's a beautiful thing to feel safe. It's kind of one of the basic human needs, I would think. So it's really grounding to have in your life. I think a lot of routine in my life is almost ritualistic, almost spiritual, like the routine of getting up before my kids, getting dressed, making myself a cup of tea, and just sitting down and enjoying that. It's really important, and it shows to myself, this is going to sound weird, but it teaches me that I'm worth it, that I'm worth that time, that I'm worth that effort. And it's really important that I get up, get myself dressed, do my hair, do my makeup if I feel like it that day, or at least put on moisturizer, get downstairs, make myself something to eat, make myself something to drink that's nourishing and loving to my body. And that's really important to do. And it's just as important as me getting my kids dressed and making them a nourishing breakfast. So if I can incorporate that ritualism into a routine, I mean, overall, it's just going to make me happier. That's what I think. And I'm pretty sure that it's proven. I don't have the exact article or stats on this, but I've read in several different things that say that if you go to bed at the same time every night, you're more likely to get more sleep. Even if you slot more time for sleep, if you vary it wildly, you're not going to get as much sleep than as if you're like, okay, at 11 p.m., I'm in bed, I'm done for the night, I'm getting more sleep. And that's kind of a benefit of routine that's measurable, really. You could definitely try it and see if it works for you. Today is also unique because my husband's getting home from work later than normal. So he goes into work pretty early, and then he usually gets home fairly early in the afternoon. He gets home at 4, and today he's getting home at 5:30. And for me, who likes my ducks in a line and all my T's crossed and I's dotted, that can wreak a little bit of havoc on my evening. And just because we like to eat dinner at 5, I know it's pretty early, but for us, it works out really well to have dinner at 5:15. So everything's just a little bit different if he gets home at 5:30. It's different for me, it's different for our kids, but the reason that he's going to be late is a really good one, and it's worth it. It benefits our whole family. So in the end, it doesn't matter, you know, that havoc. It's kind of payment for something that's really good. But tonight, I also home cook all of our meals, so it is difficult to cook dinner when the kids are just crazy. They've had it. They're done with the day. They're running around my legs. They're slamming into walls. You know, whatever kids do. Not really. Like, I'm not... Whatever. Like, you're fine. It's fine. Kids slam into walls. It happens. But whatever. Back to what I was saying. And tonight I'm going to make tacos. So that's a little bit more dangerous because we fry the shells before we make the tacos. We fry the corn tortillas and it makes shells, not that we fry shells. And so there's hot oil and things like that. And if anyone has any tips on how to get your kids to be calm while you're making dinner, send them my way, because it is definitely something I have not perfected yet, short of just turning on the TV. But I try not to have the TV on too much. But that's another podcast. So we could talk about, you know, we could talk about that kind of stuff all day, and everyone's going to have their own opinion. But tonight we're making picadillo tacos, which everybody has a different recipe. But our family recipe is what my husband grew up with, mixed with some things that I've added. And it's basically ground beef and little pieces of potato. And then some seasoning blends that I do. And then that makes the picadillo tacos. And I add shredded cheddar and sour cream and shredded lettuce and things like that. I don't actually buy tomatoes out of season because I think they taste really bad. I think tomatoes in season are a beautiful thing, and tomatoes out of season taste nothing similar to them. So that's kind of not on the menu for taco night at our house. And I'm going to make some Spanish rice, and I made some beans yesterday. So we'll be good. That's what we'll have for dinner. But yeah. The routine thing, it's tripping me up today, I have to say. And it helps whenever I just have something kind of wonky in my day, it helps me to examine it, kind of put it outside myself, twist it around, look at it different ways. And that's what I'm doing with this whole routine thing. Why am I so bothered that I had to spend this time doing this to help my daughter? But anyway, now that I've thought about it and reflected and gone deep into my, you know, mind and things like that, I don't feel so upset anymore. And there's a lot of grace, you know, in living. There's a lot of grace in life. And I give myself that grace to be annoyed sometimes and to be sad and to almost, you know, mourn seems too strong of a word, but just to mourn that time that I don't have today for myself, that I do try to protect. And it's okay. It's okay to be sad, and it's okay to get over it, and it's okay to examine it and be done with it and move on. And that's what we're doing today. So I actually hear my girls waking up. I can hear the monitor. So I'm going to get up, grab them, and we're going to do an arts and craft and maybe work with some Play-Doh after that. And then, you know what? I think I am going to let him just watch a TV show while I make dinner. I hope you guys are having a beautiful day and that this can touch you in some way. And thank you for chatting with me. It helps me so much. And until next time, this was Katie.